Huger on the right side for Bowling Green. They've got a lot of motion as they search for an opening in this man-to-man Penn State defensive alignment. Veda Burnett lobs it inside to Hall, double team, back out to Burnett, cross-court Huger, looking for the shot, into the corner to Lynch, puts it up, no good, rebound, skying for it was Freddie Barnes, and he legs it up court for Penn State. 32-32 tie, drop back to Brown on the drive, and a blocking foul called against Michael Huger, and the Falcons getting themselves into early foul trouble again here in the second half. On the game, that's 13 team fouls against Bowling Green to only 6 for Penn State. Two Falcons, Swanson and Crump, with 3 personals. And losing Jason Crump would be a real loss because he's been a tower of strength for the Falcons thus far in the game. The inbounds pass went all the way to the backcourt. Penn State working it into the forecourt again. Barnes on the right side, man cutting across is Deron Hayes, and he pumps it in on a twisting 10-foot jumper, moving from left to right, and that restores Penn State to the lead. The same deficit that we had at the end of the half, a 2-point Penn State margin now at 34-32. Ray Lynch searching for daylight. Cross court, Veda Burnett. Burnett holding the ball, looking for movement. Hall to Huger. Michael Huger in 3-point territory, but not close enough for a shot. Burnett, Huger, 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Falcons really not penetrating, but now a drive by Burnett. He pulls up for the shot, hits it from the corner again. Veda Burnett with 8 points, the Falcon leader in that department. Tie game again, but on the drive, Monroe Brown lays it up and in, and he was fouled. Ray Lynch was called for that personal. And Monroe Brown will have an opportunity to convert a 3-point play as Penn State moves back on top by a count of 36-34. Burnett bringing that ball up. Falcons operating mostly in a half-court game. Not tried to get into a run-and-gun match against Penn State. Great feed inside Lynch to Crump, but he missed the layup. Rebound Burnett. He'll try. Three men converging on him, but he hits to tie it up again at 36. Alert play by Veda Burnett, but once again in transition, back come the Nittany Lions, and stuffed home by Eric Carr. After a fine feed, Monroe Brown got it to him. Second time in a row, the Falcons have been burned after scoring as Penn State pushes that ball up the floor with authority.
Chris Williams will inbound it. Looking for Holland. Lobbed it up there. There it is. Holland working one-on-one. Pulls his way to the hoop, but his layup was off the mark as it missed everything and pulled down by Smith for Patrick Henry. They work it up quickly. There's Gerken on the baseline. Back out. Shot on the way. Just off the front rim by Krause. Williams is racing out of there, but Krause caught up to him and stole the ball. Williams has outstanding speed, but Krause maps him for step for step and just picks his pocket. Now he gets it to Gerken. Gerken, right-handed shot off the glass and in. 10-7 Patrick Henry. Eyes are on that basket. Williams just careening back down the court, behind the back dribble, put it up, no good. Rebound cleared by Gerken. Patrick Henry off to the races. Right side, Heber now, inside it goes. Kaiser out by Collin and lays it in again. 12-7, Patrick Henry leads this game. What a great start. Fast pace.
2:09 to go, 13-8, Patrick Henry leading. Shot from three-point range is good.
Amspoker makes it 16-8. 8-point Patrick Henry lead, and this red crowd is going wild. Aaron Jackson to the right. Flips it inside of Couture with a shot. One-hander, no good. Rebound batted out. Patrick Henry started off on the run, but then turning back is Heber, and he lost the ball to Holland, who slams it. And that can be dangerous, turning back towards your own basket under pressure.
Yes, sir, boy. I tell you what, he got that hand, big hand in the passing lane and then took it and slammed it home.
This time, Heber decides to run it the other way, and he does. To Kyle Krause, that basket made it 16-10. Big defensive play by Holland. Into the corner now. Amspoker just hit that big three, gets it across, top of the key to Gerken, wheels it to the left, inside it goes for Heiser now. Heiser trying to work inside, back outside to Krause, three-pointer drained 19-10. 9-point Patrick Henry advantage.
Boy, he barely tickled the net, but that shot was a rainbow and just dropped straight right down through.
Can't get him much more refined than that. We came into this game thinking Dayton Christian was going to try to run and Patrick Henry try to keep up with him, but if anything, it's been the other way around. Dayton Christian is fast, but Patrick Henry has been faster, and they've been playing a better team game. Boy, now that's encroachment for you. The shot goes in. He leaped right in front of him.
He looks like a frog on that one.
He was in the middle of the lane before the shooter even released it.
On all fours.
That's anticipation for that's like a defensive tackle jumping about 5 yards offside. And they are shuttling players in and out with frequency. There's Williams. Got it off to Matt Roberts. Roberts holding on to the ball. Cross court, a little bit of a dangerous pass there, but Meniere's got it. Meniere cuts to the right. Back to the left at the line. Can't find anybody open. Finally gets to William Johnson, trying to go back door. Fades away, puts the shot up, no good off the back rim. Another long pass, trying to run under it. Beautifully, they got it! What a tremendous lead pass, and Heber makes a fantastic conversion of it, just running under that ball. Three-pointer on the way the other side, no good by Meniere. And the rebound. Cleared once again by Heiser. Patrick Henry, a team possessed. Three-pointer is nailed by Chris Gerken. It is 27-12. Dayton Christian has just been struck by a tornado. They call timeout. 15-point Patrick Henry lead. And you just can't play any better than this. Amsbarger now with Holland on him. Loops it cross court. They're moving that ball extremely well. Three-pointer by Heber in and out. Rebound snatched away by Meniere. And he brings it back up into the forecourt for Dayton Christian. They trail 27-14. 4 minutes, 54 seconds remaining in the second quarter. With it is Chris Williams. Williams, top of the key, plays it off to Holland. Holland makes the drive. Looked like he took an extra step, but hit the shot. Nice drive anyway to make it 27-16. Right comes back to Henry. Down an on-court pass again. And just missing the layup. Again, Heber running under it beautifully, showing great speed, but he couldn't quite get it. Some tremendous ball handling wizardry there by Meniere as he skipped down court, passed a couple of obstacles, couldn't get the shot. Out to Carlson, cross court. Meniere, three-point range, hit it. 27-19, Dayton Christian getting back in. Long pass again to Heber. Heber driving, lays it up, no good. Meniere the rebound, back comes Dayton Christian. I can't recall the last basketball game I saw that was played at this electric pace. There's a shot from three-point range. Good. Oh. Hit by Chris Williams. And now the tornado is Dayton Christian on Patrick Henry. They're back within five. Frenetic pace out here. Absolutely fantastic. Timeout called by Kyle Krause. And Patrick Henry will have to talk things over.